discussing before lunch, the role of Hallel when it comes to the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. I would say that this really is the cardinal differences between the mitzvah every day, as mentioned, as opposed to the Seder Lo Pesach. Rashi writes in Sachin Adaf on the Vav Mun Aleph that Shmuel says Lechem Oni, that's Lechem Sha'onim Lo Gvarn Harme. Rashi writes Gomer Malavis Ahalel. When the Meiri uses the phrase, the Meiri a little bit later, Kuptezvah, the Meiri says Tchila Sahalel, Tchila Sahalel. Because the beginning of Hallel is where we mentioned, but Seis Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And that kium of Hallel is considered to be, as the Rambam indicates, part of the mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that indicates that why indeed this Hallel is very, very different. If you look in the Rambam, Safin, Daf Chaf Vav, and Daf Harif, the Rambam quotes the Kasha of Rav Haigon, that why is it that you don't recite the Bracha and Hallel at the Lo Seder? That assumption is not so obvious, because if you look in the Ramban himself, in Kufi Zayin, the Ramban writes, of course there's a bracha. Of course there's a bracha. Because the minhag of the Ramban, like the minhag that many have, is reciting Hallel Beis HaKnesses. And Hallel Beis HaKnesses has a bracha. Has a bracha. So the Ramban writes that maybe the simple answer is you've already recited a bracha on Hallel, and therefore you're not going to recite an additional bracha on Hallel. You already indeed did so, okay? But that was not the practice of the Gonim, Rav Haigon. And therefore, why is it that no bracha indeed is recited? So the Ran quotes for Shema Haigon that there are two different types of Hallel. There is a Hallel b'toras kriya, kriya sahala, and there is a Talal of shira sahala. Talas b'toras korim, and a Hallel which is b'toras omer shira. Shira sahala, kriya sahala. Kriya sahala requires a bracha, but shira sahala does not. So that's like a fascinating idea. Two different types of Hallel. What exactly do we mean by two different types of Hallel? Rav Haigon doesn't fully explain. Rav Haigon does cite B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam Liros HaSatzmo. So maybe that's the greatest indicator. Because if you look in the Ramban, in the very beginning of Sefer Mitzvos and Shorash Rishon, there the Ramban discusses at length, is there any possibility that Hallel is Daras? Because as we mentioned, Alochos Gedolos counts many mitzvos of Hallel in Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam writes through their din in Rama. So how is it possible that Hallel is a din daraisus? The Ramban writes fascinating possibilities. First, Ramban writes, not for today's share, that maybe sometimes Hallel is daraisa. For example, Hallel b'shas netilas sula. Wow, Hallel b'shas netilas sula. Or Hallel at the time of the Karma Pesach. Because the Gemara says in the end of Sefer that Efshar sha'achlu es pisrehim, the nutless loavehen below Mershira. Is it possible you can take a little of an Esther and not say Shira? Is it possible you can have a Karban Pesach and not say Shira? Like, it's inconceivable. Oh, so it sounds, the Ramban writes, that really is a din deraisa. That wouldn't explain all the cases of the Bahag, because the Bahag doesn't only count Hallel, say for our mitzvos, Bishas Netilas Lulav, but it is like an amazing Shita, that Hallel in general could be the Rabbanah, but when it comes to isolated cases, it's a din deraisa. Part of the essence of Netilas Lulav is Shira. You can't use a Lulav which is Yavish. Very unclear why. It's a Mishnah, Sukkah Chavtes, but the Gemara never mentions a Makar. How do you know what's the psul of Yavish? What's the so the Yerushalmi writes there? Loha Mesin Yaluka, the Pasuk Pisein Halach. How can you give Sheva Takarash Baruch Hu with something that's dried out, with something that's dead? No? With the Balamor quotes, Hakriveyan Alefech Hasecha. You know, that pasuk Malachi is, would you offer this to a king? Would you offer this to a minister? That's an important chiddush. Now that lulav is an act of offering. No? Hakriveh pesach, it's a moment of sherech vado. Lo amesim yaluka. We discussed in earlier shurim, going back to Rosh Hashanah, now. Maritva, Sukkadah, Tes, Sukkadah Lamed, Amar Aleph, no? That mitzvah b'be'avero doesn't apply to all mitzvahs, but it applies to mitzvah sheish b'mitzvah, which are b'l'ratzos, for example, lulav. So that's one day the Ramban quotes, that Hallel b'shas lulav, that's clear, that's what Hallel is, Nanuim, Oshanos, it's all about Sherech Oda. How would you explain Hallel typically when it comes to Yantiv? Oh, so the Ramban writes, maybe it's part of the mitzvah of Simcha. That's also a very important issue, that Simcha is not, as we discussed, Simcha's Kresa. Simcha means Bifnei Hashem, and that elicits the sense of Hallel. Wow, so Ramban writes that Hallel is an expansion of the mitzvah of Simcha. Then the Ramban writes a possibility that Hallel is Halakha Moshe Misina. Halakha Moshe Misina. So these are the beautiful makaros the Ramban calls to justify that Hallel could be a din medaris. The Ramban quotes so many makaros, but you know, when you see these, you always have to ask yourself two questions. How do you understand the makaros that the Rishonim quote? You know, you learn the Bir HaGra and Shulchan Aruch. The Gaon writes, Makaros, which Makaros does the Gaon quote? Maybe what's even a later stage in learning is which Makaros does the Gaon not quote? No? That also is like a heavy lumpus, no? So I know this is what the Gaon quotes, but the dozen quotes quote this. Well, you look in Reis Samachay in her day. That's a Simim Shalom Zachar. So the Gaon quotes Zohar, all different types of Makaros for Shalom Zachar. The Gaon doesn't quote the Chaz, the Prisha, it's Avelus. Because when the child was born, no needed aflama, the child lost his knowledge of Kola Torah Kula. So it's fascinating. That's what the Gaon doesn't quote. So you have to give a shiur, no? Why the Gaon quotes this, why the Gaon doesn't quote that, no? What's the teretz? The teretz is that there's no avelus on Torah that you lose without avelus. That's the punchline, no? That's an important musahaska, no? Easy come, easy go. You know, a person's amel, and you lose the Torah, there's avelus, no? Malach teaches us all to you and kind of doesn't stick, yeah, you know, that we know, no? You're not necessarily mechabed etamal chacham for what he knows, but how he got there, no? How did he get to know all that? No, the answer is, dam elus, that's the key. A pregnant woman comes in the room, not mechuyev to stand, no? Even though the Vlad knows kol haTorah kulo, no? But, yeah, not dam elus, no? Yaakov was mefarches to get out of the womb, to go to the Beis Medrash, no? Even though he's been taught Kol HaTorah Kula. So one problem was his Chavrusa. I know, right? But aside from Esav, not like, you know, you have to be involved in Mechav Toshata. Okay, so that's why the Gaon doesn't quote those Makaros. It's a Chiddush that Chacham Shalev suggested, that the Gaon doesn't quote this Makar. So it's interesting, the Ramban is quoting all these Makaros, but how well? There's Sukhis about this, no? There's Yerushalmi and Sota. In Hey Dalit, but the Yishami writes Shira Sayam, Oz Yoshe Moshe, and the pasuk ends Vayomru Lemor. Lemor is a really important word. No, what does that add? And what if the pasuk would stop one word short? Vayomru. How do we translate in English? What saying? Right, and he said saying. No, so if I did not the saying, and he said, what is Lemor? So Yisham writes one word, but it pops. No, the Doros. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu said, but the Lemor means Lahava. It means that this is Ladoros. This isn't just for the moment. This is Ladoros. Wow, that's really important. In other words, the Shira that Moshe Rabbeinu was singing was not only relevant to Kriyas Yamsuf, but this is a Shira that one is obligated to recite Ladoros as well. What does that mean? Yerushalmi writes, B'Shas Anes. This wasn't just a Horasha Kriyas Yamsuf. It means when you experience an Esa, what's free from the Hodos? You're obligated to say hello. Well, Pashub Shaf, that's a Din Daraisa. Or the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yad Aleph. When the Gemara questions, why is there no Hallel on Vurim? The Gemara is a Kavachomer, no? A Kavachomer of Shira Sayyam. B'nai Yisrael saying Shira Sayyam, Yavdus Leferus. So Kavachomer then, if something is considered to be Yichayim Lamavas, you know? So you know what the answer to that question is? This is already is what the Netziv writes in Shultos and Shulta Chavav, because there Rabbi Chai Gon writes the following: you're obligated to recite Shira, Hallel. When is that true? Right. The Eish Shatasa Nisim Nisim. At the moment of an ace. Oh, that's a different Hadara. Hallel b'shas anes. Hallel b'shas anes is clear. That's like Kriyas Yamsuf. That's clear. The reason Ramban doesn't quote that is because the Bahag is saying Hallel and Yantif. Hallel and Yantif is not a Hallel which is b'shas anes. You're saying Hallel and Yantif to commemorate Kibbutz Sukkos or Shavti. But Hallel b'shas anes is a Din D'Oraisa. Wow. Maybe that's what Shav Shav, what the Bible means, that there's Shira Sahal and Kriyas Hallel. Kriya Sahal is the Hallel Yir in Yoyah, the formal rendition of Hallel. But you know what the Shira Sahal is? The spontaneous Hallel. The Shas Anes. That's why Rav Haigon quotes the Chor Dor V'Dor Chayiv Menosas Atzma. The Halah below Seder is a Halah which is B'Shasanes. B'Shasanes. When is the Kriya Sahalah? Halah is only by Yom. Zehi Yom Asashe. I mean, this Rav Shem Eshav Mavo. When is Halah B'Shasanes? You know what the answer is? B'Shasanes. Regardless of whether it's Yom, whether it's Laila, whenever it is, whenever it is. Halel, Kriya Sahal is a Zman Grama. It's a Zman Grama. Women are exempt. No, that's a Mishnah. Women are exempt from Halel. Tosus points out that women are obligated in Halel to Lo Seder. Women are obligated in Halel to Seder. The Mishnah that says in Sukkah Lamaches that women are exempt from Halel, Tosus says that doesn't apply to the Lo Seder. How do you know it doesn't apply to the Lo Seder? There's no Gemara that says that directly, but fascinating Tosos, no? The Gemara does say women are chayv and dalakosos. That's the Gemara, Pesach and Kuches. Women are chayv and dalakosos. So that's a beautiful Chiddush of Tosos. What's the mitzvah of dalakosos? The mitzvah of dalakosos is just drinking 4 cups of wine. No, Tosos assumes. The mitzvah of dalakosos is the koveya, the chelke haseder, alayayin. If you're exempt from Kiddush, are you chayv and drinking the wine of Kiddush? If you'd be exempt from this mitzvah, you're chayiv in the yayin of that mitzvah. That's Tosos is right. So if women are chayiv in dalakosos, it's a no-brainer then that women are chayiv in the chelke haseder on which are established dalakos. Well, that's an important thing. You know what you see from Tosos Ashita? That dalakosos is to be koveh the chelke haseder al yayin. I'll tell you a possible Ashita say. One could break it, but I'll tell you the possible Ashita say. Tosus assumes an incredible chiddush, the first daf in Rabbi Psachim. Psachim say testimony base, that when it comes to dalakosos, we can apply the principle of shomei kohen. The balabayis can drink the dalakosos, and everyone else is yotze. That's not so strange, no? That's mafurish in Tosus. Tosus is bothered by, like, you know, it sounds like a small kasha, the teretz is a bamsha, no? The Mishnah says you're an ani. So the tzibur has to provide you with the wherewithal, with the means to fulfill the mitzvah salayla. So you're an ani, lo yifchisu lo mi dalakosos. You're an ani, make sure he has dalakosos. Tosos is bother. Dalakosos. The Mishnah should say, leifs dalakosos l'chol echad v'yechad shebenei beiso. Make sure you have dalakosos for everyone. Why? You'll give him dalakosos. Then he's going to say, that's not enough. I have a family of whatever, no? So Tosos says, oh, you see, shomei hakona works when it comes to dalakosos. The Balabayas has a dalkosos, and he drinks dalkosos, that's good enough. You know what you see from Tosos? That dalkosos is not a mitzvah of shtir. It's not a mitzvah of shtir. No one would say, Shemei Kona applies to Achilas Matzah. You know, give a guy one kazayas, he'll eat, everybody will stare, and Riyotze the mitzvah. There's no Shemei Kona when it comes to Achila. There's no Shemei when it comes to shtir. You're telling me that dalkosos has Shemei Kona, means it's not a mitzvah shtir. It's not a mitzvah sachila. Wow. What is the mitzvah? Tosos, it's like Kiddush and Havdalah. You have to be koveya the mitzvah of Kiddush al Hayayin. You have to be koveya the mitzvah of Hadal al Hayayin. And everybody has to drink. Machaber writes in Reishayin Aleph, a mitzvah namuvcha. Everybody should take a sip. Okay, but without that, no. There's Shomei HaKa'oneh. Wow, so Tosos says, Yayin, Kiddush, is like Yayin when it comes to Dalakosos. To be koveya the chelke haseder al Hayayin. I'll tell you even a further Kiddush. What's the makor of Dalakosos? So maybe you're going to tell me, what's the makar? I'll give you 4 maramakomas. You know what I'm going to tell you? They're all in your shom. No? Probably doesn't have any makar for dalakosos. Like, it's not even a sugya. What's the source of dalakosos? What's the source of dalakosos? That's pretty surprising. No? Like, there's no makar for dalakosos. We're used to what Rashi and Rashbam quote, the dal l'shon sabgul. That's one day in your shom. One day in your shom. Okay. Like, that's great. But it's surprising that this, like, isn't a sugya. You know, maybe one could argue, you know what? You know why it's not a sugya? Is it so obvious that there is a mitzvah dalakosos? You know, I ask you, how many cups of wine do you drink on a typical Shabbos? No? If you're going to your, you know, Alcoholic Anonymous meeting, no, there's nothing. On a Shabbos, how many kosos do you drink? No? So you say, well, I have Kiddush. And I have the second meal. Oh, and I'm after for the Rambam sheet to take Hanash Shalashidus, and I have a dollar. Four kosas. There's a mitzvah, dal kosas, and Shabbos. No, there's no mitzvah, dal kosas. 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 is 4. No? Maybe that's the chiddush when it comes to dal kosas. That there are 4 chelke haseder. And you have to be koveh the chelke haseder al hayayin. And therefore, you have to have four kosos. So Tosso says, you know what? Shomei Kona works. And then Tosso says, if women are chayiv in four kosos, guess what? That's a raya muchachas that they're chayiv in the dalet chelki haseda. Because why in the world would the Gemara say women are chayiv in dalet kosos if they're not chayiv in? No. How can you be chayiv in the kos of halal and not be chayiv in halal? That doesn't make sense. It's not like a mitzvah of the kos of halal without halal. We don't assume this way, but you know what? The Meiri writes, and that's sugya, kuches is the sugya of heseba. You know what the Meiri writes? You have to do heseba when you drink the cup of wine, and you have to do heseba on that which you drink the cup of wine, no? Magid requires heseba. That's the Meiri shita, no? Magid, you think you only have to do heseba for the kos? You have to do Haseba for secrecy, it means Rahim. So it means you do Haseba for Magid and even the coast, even the, wow, the Shemur writes, Magid should be the Emu of the year. No? That's our minute, right? Except for the guys on the couch. No? To do Magid, you know, seriously, no? But the Miri's Deya is that, no, you know, Haseba. Like, it's not a standalone mitzvah of coast. It's Kiddush. It's Magid, it's the Birchas HaMazon, it's Halel, the Chelke HaSeda. So Tosa says, it's obvious to me that women are Chayiv and Halel, because you can't be Chayiv in the last kos of Halel if you're not Chayiv and Halel. That's the Gemara, women are Chayiv and Halel kosos. So Tosa asks, it's like Manishana, no? Women are always exempt from Halel. You know what Tosa's answer is? This is a different type of Halel. This is a Halel which is Al-Hanes. And here, of course, women are Chayiv. A woman experiences an ace. She's not going to be chayiv in that halal. Of course, you say it's a zman grama. Halal nyantif is a zman grama. Halal v'shas anes is not called a zman grama. So, the chiddush of Rav Haigel, there's no bracha, and halal which is v'shas anes. And the chiddush that this could be a halal which is daraisa. And this is a halal, wow, where even balayla. And this is a halal which is b'yeshiva. The formal rendition of halal is ba'amida. The halal v'shas anes is, you know, like spontaneous. V'shas anes, b'amida, b'yeshiva. Like there's so many differences. In other words, halal is part of the kiyum of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because this is a halal v'shas anes b'torah. And that's exactly the chol davar d'archad and liros asatzmo. And l'fichach anachnu chayavim v'hodos u'halal. If this would not be a type of halal which is v'shas anes, if it wouldn't be halacha, so guess what? You wouldn't be reciting halal right now. This is a unique form of halal. That's an important chiddush. So it's not surprising that Rashi writes, lechem oni means gomrim alavis halal. That is front and center when it comes to the mitzvah, sefer yetzias mitzrayim, and a very, very different type of halal. And Pashur Pshat, this is the halal daraisa. Maybe not a separate mitzvah, but part of the mitzvah, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Enoch Enami. But the Ramban is trying to give you makoros that Halel Anyantiv is a din daraisa. Okay, that I have to come on to Simcha. That I have to come on to maybe Hilchas Halacha Moshe Sinai. That maybe I'll say Karban Pesach, Tilas Lulav, maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. But that's something which is, I say, critically important. You know, the fact that Halal and Hodah should be part of the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe you can explain something else as well. That it's unusual that Chazal chose the parsha of Arami Obiravi as the hallmark of the Seder. You know, sometimes you have a mitzvah where the mitzvah is a Kriya Saparsha. You know? Let's say Kriya Shmaz Darais. We used to love the Brachas Chabal. The mitzvah is Kriya Saparsha. Okay, I understand. Sometimes you can have a mitzvah daraisa that requires dibor, but the choice of the parsha is only dindrabanan. The choice of the parsha is only dindrabanan. For example, Pashtub Shabbat, the Gemara regarding Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara discusses the thing, the Brachos Nefer Beis, that what parsha should we use for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does that mean? It means there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but which parsha you use? Oh, so the Gemara said, actually, what parsha's Balak? There was a thought to use parsha's Balak, Kelman Simi Mitzrayim. And Maskana said, Gemara, Chazal chose the Parsha Tzitzis. The Parsha, you know what you see from that? That there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that could very well mitzvah Daraisa, as we discussed. The choice of the Parsha is only a din. Only a din d'Rabbana. So sometimes the choice Parsha may be a din d'Rabbana. In fact, I'll tell you an incredible Chiddush of Inyona, and that Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara debates whether Kriya Shema's Daraisa or Kriya Shema's d'Rabbana. Can anybody hold Kriya Shema as a din d'Rabbana? That's not Daraisa. That's not Daraisa. So Rabbi Yonah writes, and that Gemara, such a Kiddush, everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemai. And that mitzvah of Kabbalah Shemai requires that you say something, but that's something, the choice of Kriya Shema is a Din Rabbana. Just like Zechariah says, right? Maybe you could have said something else as a parsha of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemai. Maybe you could have said that Sarasa Dibras. Maybe it could have been the parsha of Mamar HaSinai. Maybe it could be the parsha brachos and kolos. Wow, that's Rabbi Yonah's chiddush. The mitzvah is beraisa, but the choice of the parsha is only a din. Only a din rabbanon. That's pretty heavy. No? So the machlokas of the creation of beraisa does not mean there's a machlokas whether the mitzvah exists or not. How do you fulfill the mitzvah beraisa kabbalas amalcha shemayim? Do you require a parsha just like birchas hamazon? Birchas hamazon is beraisa, but the nusach of birchas hamazon, you know that's not beraisa. What is Daraisa? We discussed a little bit that. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Muslims, Daraisa. What about Bris, Torah? Unclear. Like all those other things, is that Daraisa, that Drabana? That's Machlokas Tosas Mitzvah. But that's Daraisa, Drabana. But sometimes the choice of a Nusach, a Parsha, is a din Drabana. So here I would say there's a Mitzvah of Sipratiyas Mitzvah. And that requires, you know, some elaboration, something. Pashup Shat, Sipri Yitzis requires Sipur, you know? Bigat Levincha, Dibur, you know? But what Parsha? So Pashup Shat, that's a choice, which is Drabana. You mean if a person wouldn't say Rami or Hiravi, he wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah, the race of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim? But Chazal chose. Wow. That's important. When you look in the Rambam, the Chosami Tzimatzah, the Rambam writes in Kerem Zayin Halacha Dalit, you know, the Chol Hamar Vareza Meshuvah. The Rambam writes, "V'chol hamosif umarich," you know, anyone who does this, "V'chol hamosif umarich," the Rambam adds. You ready? Three words: Bidrash, Parsha, Zu. Wow! And anyone who further elaborates in explaining this parsha, wow, Arizal Meshuvah. It's interesting, not like, you know, what do you think Hamar Hashemah means? You know, Shtikl of Torah, okay, good, you know, no. The Rambam writes, V'chol hamosif amarbet bedrash parsha zu. So it is like, you know, unusual that this parsha. So if I were to ask you, you know, what parsha? Is there any shortage of parshios, you know, that talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? You know, what parsha do you want to use for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? I would probably bet, you know, if I were to ask, you know, what parsha would you suggest, I'd be surprised. The guy would have to really elite to say, it's obvious, Rami Ovid Avid. No, it's obviously that should be the parsha. That should be the parsha, you know. There's so many parshas in Chumash about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, that Ramban and Parsha's Bow, no? When the Ramban speaks about the end of Parsha's Bow and significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, yeah, like that. So why Arami Ovid Avi? Yeah, Arami Avi is the parsha of Mikri Bikurin. Mikri Bikurin, no? And I'll tell you one thing is clear, that Mikri Bikurin is the only parsha in all the Chumash, which from beginning to end is nothing other than Shevach B'Hodah. Hodah. That's what Arami Ovid Avi is. It's all Hodah. And that's part of Mikri Bikurin, no? The person has to bring his bikurim. That's true, that's step one, but mikra bikurim. I've often linked this to that Ramban, and then a parsha spoke. Ein the ke'olion chepes v'tachtonim. No? There's no other mission a person has in life. Mavad sh'yeda adam, yoda le'lokov shebaro. Yeda v'yoda. And you know what life's mission is? You should know, recognize hashgachas Hashem, and you should thank Hashem incessantly for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Shiyeda v'shiyodim. You know what I would argue? That's Havas v'ikur and Mikra v'ikur. Avas Bikurim is Shiyeda. No? The farmer works very hard, and all of a sudden he has his crops. But a person has to know, you know what, that everything is a result of Hashkachas Hashem. So when you take your Bikurim, your offer at the Mikdash Hashem, that's a manifestation of Shiyeda. But you know, that's not enough. Mikur Bikurim is a parsha of Hodah. A parsha of Hodah. It's like the tip of the iceberg of thanking Hashem for. What are you thanking Hashem for? As we discussed last year. No? You're not just thanking Hashem for Bikurim. No? Arami Avirabi. You're using the opportunity of Havas Bikurim to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. No, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, you know, you're familiar with the first Rashi in Chumash, no? Rashi writes, Bereishis Bara Elokim. You know what Bereishis means? Bereishis means Bishvil Bereishis. The world was created in the source of those things that are called Bereishis. Torah, Klal Yisrael. So take a look at the Medrash that Rashi cites. Bikurim, no? Unusual, no? Lo nivra olam ele bishvil ha-bikurim. Because after all, Bereishis b'yad v'asra. Bereishis means bishvil bikurim, shnikra Bereishis. That's really surprising, like bikurim. That's pretty, the answer is that that's what bikurim is. Yeda, yoda, the Rabban says, in the kachesa, that's why you were created. So that's Arami Ovirabi. And part of the mitzvah of Secrets is Mitzrayim is that element of Hodah. So yeah, it's not at all surprising. Chazal chose the parsha of Hodah to be Dorish for the mitzvah of Secrets is Mitzrayim. And then a phenomenon. Chol Amosif Amarech B'drash Parsha Zal. I think that's something which is clear. When you look in the parsha of Bikurim, in Ram Chavav, the Pasuk says, Ba'amarte Elav. So Rashi uses like an unusual phrase. What are you doing? You're bringing your Bikurim, and you're speaking about the history, the destiny of Klal Yisrael. And what are you demonstrating? You're demonstrating that you're Makir Tov, no? You're demonstrating that, so Rashi uses an unusual language, no? You know what you're doing so? You know what you're indicating by doing so? The answer is, Rashi says, She'encha Kafui Tova. She'encha Kafui Tova. Wow, that you're not ungrateful, that you're not unappreciative. You know, that's interesting, not that type of phrase, you know, we probably would have said the following. You know why you have to engage in mikra bikurim? Oh, shinene makire tovo. Because you have to be thankful, right? You have to be appreciative. You have to express gratitude. Rashi writes, you know, it almost sounds like pessimistic, no? You know what? Oh, okay, you're not an ingrate, you know? She'en ha kafuitov. Why exactly is that true? That altar also is a very, very fundamental yisav. A very fundamental yisav. When the Gemara describes in Brachos and Aflam and Gimel Beis, right, that the Shliach Tzibur, the Nachis Kami Rabbi Chanina, that he davened in the presence of Rabbi Chanina. And you know, whoa. So instead of just following the Siddur, Kel, Godo, Gibor, Nora, the guy started like going on and on and on and on. You know? Okay. Chazan can go on and on with his Nigunim, no, but you know, he started going on and on with all different ways of describing. Instead of Kel, Godo, Lim, Ozu, Zira, Ozu, like, you know? So when he finished, you know, Rabbi Chanina turned and said, Siamtino kula shafi demarach. Like, that's all you could say. You said half a dozen other things. That's all you can say. Then what do you mean? The Gemara says, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said so, Kel Gadol Gimel Minor. And if not for the fact that Anshei Knesset Sanol was sakin tefillah that way, and realized the takana tefillah was nevuah uvehem kam neviim, the Gemara and the Rambam write, you would have no right to do that. How can you possibly describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this and that. What do you mean this and that? No? How can one possibly do that? And the mashal the Gemara gives is a person has a vast collection of gold and you praise the silver. No? The Gemara says, G'nai hu lo. Like that's, that's an insult to the person. That's insulting. How can you go ahead and praise a person's silver when he possesses much more? So, The Ritva, that's like you take a comic book, quotes the Rambam and Ramah Ruchim. But the Rambam writes, the Rambam's song, Chelak Aleph, it's in Perakmentes. The Rambam writes that gold and silver are not just differences in degree, it's a difference in kind. It's not that I say the person's a millionaire and really he's a billionaire. No, it's gold and silver are worlds apart. Anything you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by essence, by definition, is going to clearly, clearly fall short of the mark. In other words, you're not allowed to go ahead and do so. So what right do we have to say, HaKel Gadol? You know what the answer is? We're just quoting the Pesukim in the Torah Hashem. Look, this is what is the Torah Hashem. We have a right to reference. You know, I'm about to say Pesukidism. I'm going to praise Hashem. So you know how I'm going to begin? With Shirei David Avdecha Lelcha. You know? I'm not saying anything on my own. You know, I'm just reiterating what David Amal said, Ruach HaKodesh. No, that I have a right. That I have a right to do. The Gemara has a Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Samad Aleph. The Gemara quotes Rav Elazar, Mai Dichsev, Mi Amal Al Gvuras Hashem, Yashmi HaKol Tivasa. No? Who has a right to describe Gvuras Hashem? Right? A person who can be Yashmi HaKol Tivasa. That's unbelievable, no? Who can possibly describe the Gvura HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mi Yishiyach Hashmiya Kol Tilasa. Whoever can do so thoroughly. So take a look at Rashi, like unbelievable. In Godan Kirches, you know what Rashi writes? Ramas Olami, Ve'ein Mi Yishiyach Hosapers Kula. And that's impossible. It's like rhetorical, the Gemara says. You have no right to praise unless you can do justice to that praise. And Rashi says, and no one can do justice. So what does that mean? So therefore, Lefichach, Rashi says, Ein Nira L'Sava Midosa. So be careful what you say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela Mashatid Nechacham. Just say what the Chachamim said, you can say Baruch HaKadosh. Just say what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Don't try to somehow. That's incredible, no? Whatever you say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fall short of the mark. Full Shodamah. Now the Rambam and Mar Nebuchim requires more of a shir, no? The Rambam writes in Chedek Aleph, in Berek Nun Gimel. The Rambam writes, it's called the doctrine of negative attributes, no? Attributes of action, not attributes of essence. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Arachu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chanun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov, it really does not mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov and Arachu and Chanun, that is beyond our reach, beyond our reach. You know what it means? The Rambam says a negative attribute. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Ra. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one who lacks Rachamim. But to quantify the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's beyond our ability. In other words, that when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are attributes of action. We praise what we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but not who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our reach. But we can describe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We can describe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Well, that's an important thing. No. That's what the Ritva writes in Nakama Bracha, Sadat Lama Gimel. Don't describe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Describe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And the Ritva has the words of V'chol Amar B'Reizim Meshubach. It's like reminiscent of the Haggadah. And I'm like, yeah, for that, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, a person, but at the end of the day, you're describing what you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, you should realize, it doesn't even do justice to call it the tip of the iceberg, you know? It's the tip of the tip of the tip that you're approaching of the, you know, it's not, oh. So Rashi says, realize. Haram Yel B'Yavi, that's the Parsha of Hodah. And Hodah means you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, thank, you know what the goal is? The goal is, I would say it's similar to the Rambam sheet of negative attributes, no? Well, that's like a Kiddush to express it, though. No? It's like the Rambam's doctrine, negative attributes. She'incha kafui tova. You're not describing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You know what, but you're at least kind of demonstrating that you're not ungrateful. You're not unappreciative. But we recognize that, you know, that even from our perspective, from what we see, it's an important, and that is the hallmark, right, of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why Chazal Dorish Aram Yom Vidavi. That's the parsha of Hodah, which is something which is critical. And not only is this like the Parsha of Sipo and the Parsha of Odah, but it is striking that it's in that context, in that framework, that the Torah describes chinuch. No? Mitzvah hodiya labanim. You know, the Torah, the Yikatu Levincha, and Keneged Arba, Banim Divra Torah. You know, this notion, these values, that becomes the basis of chinuch. Lefidato Shoben Aviv Melamdo. That's something which is critical as well. When we think about that, you know, that Dato Shoben Aviv Melamdo, the father teaches the child based on, you know, the child's precociousness, his ability. I would just argue as follows. It doesn't only address the what question, what is it that you teach, but it also addresses the how question, no? How do you teach? How do you teach, no? When we say, you know, chanoch l'nar apidarka, so number one means substantive, you know? What substance do you teach? But also it means what method do you use, you know? Chacham, the Ram describes, mamish, you know, a chacham, you go ahead and you fill it with the dini achad, the hilchos yontid, up until the very last halachos that you find in the Masechta, no? Avein matir nachra pesach afikon. And what happens is the Rambam writes, if you're dealing with a tam, if you're dealing with Sheol Elisha, so you know, there's not much, you know, ein matir nachra pesach afikon. So here the Rambam's phrase is really unusual. I think it's a musar, no? The Rambam writes the following. You're dealing with the tam. You're dealing with Sheol Elisha. So the Rambam writes the following. Omer lo. Kulono v'ino avadim. We were slaves to Paro. Paro redeemed us. In other words, you have to describe Yetzias Mitzrayim in ways that a tam, a shemit, can understand. Wow, well, that's something. The Rambam adds one word that I skipped. No? The Rambam writes the following. Omer lo. The Rambam adds one word. No? Bini. Well, that's a chiddush, no? I think that's interesting. No? The Rambam doesn't say that when it comes to the chacham. You know? So I think that's a diuk, no? But Omer lo bini, you know what that means? That the chanoch l'nar apidarko is not only in terms of the substance, but it's also in terms of the method. How indeed it's done, how it's seen in the, you know? Bini is, you know, kiruv hadas. Bini is lashon chiba, no? A closeness, a kesher. Especially, no, you're talking about the tam, you're talking about the shenim lishon. The way that you are going to transform and the way that you are going to be able to make that significant impression is not really in what you do, but how is it done? How is it? No? So the Rambam stresses that, you know what? It's not just the conscious of the chacham and the tam. It's not just simply what you teach, but the method is very, very different. You know, the method is different, you know? You know, you have mamash, you know, like everybody thirsting to know the halachas. You know, you don't have to sugarcoat. You know, you get up there and you tell them, these are the dinim, and this is how it's done, and this is the, you know what? You're dealing with others that, you know, you have to present them a little bit differently. You have to present them in a way in the terms of endearment. No, it has to be b'lashon chiba. So the Rambam writes that one word, not that omer lo bini. All of this is part of, I would say, the primacy of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and how different it is than the typical mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but those elements of Shevach Odah, I think, are critical in terms of the Hashkafa, in terms of the Halacha, the unique role that Halal has when it comes to not the mitzvah of Zechira each and every day, but the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the Fichach, Hanach, Nachayiv, Nehodos, Halal is considered to be an inherent part of the Yigantah.